the Blind. I'm due for a rant, so this is going to be a rant episode. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you last episode that they were moving destruction from I-95 in Philadelphia, that weak explosion that they did on that overpass? I told you they were going to get closer and closer to New York. They were going to start predictive programming that destruction is going to come to New York. And how they were going to do it? They were going to do it sneakily. So now we're back to quote-unquote wildfires, or the smoke, or the 500 fires that's happened in Canada. Now we're supposed to believe that those fires, those 500 fires, are now, the smoke is now wafting its way over into New York, and people are going online and saying it's not smoke that we smell. It's not wildfire smoke that we smell. We smell poison. We smell plastic. We smell materials in the air. And what happened? Soon as after I posted that episode, 2 days after that, what happened? Tiffany's basement goes up in flames, goes up in smoke. They playing with you. They predict to program this stuff, and then people act so shocked that it's happening. I understand. I completely understand why they shadow ban a lot of people's accounts. Mine in particular, I feel. Because it's so easy to see, but people do not see it because they're trapped in a world of flesh. People are trapped in their skin, not trapped in spirit, trapped in flesh. All people see is flesh. People cannot see anything outside of their own wants and needs. That's what blinds people. And the Most High said this was going to happen. The curses that was on us will be the curses that's going to happen to amongst other people. Some of y'all are really blessed to even hear the truth if you see it, or if you understand it, or if the Most High shakes you up for you to pay attention to it. You are blessed. Regardless of what your nationality, your ethnicity, or your biblical heritage, you are blessed. You should really take that and run with it. You should go and do the utmost praising and worship that you know the Most High deserves, to thank Him to the fact that He's opening your eyes for you to move or to maneuver your way out of what's coming. Blessed. Because it's hilarious to watch. I used to be upset and mad when these things were happening. Now I'm just laughing. I'm just laughing and watching people go through their ritualistic looped life of doing the same things every single day, doing the same things every single month, repeating the same things every single year. That's all I see. Everybody's in a, the people I know or people I've watched that aren't in this truth, I watch them. They're in a loop. They don't know they are, but they're in a loop. They're repeating the same thing they did last year, the same thing they do every other month, the same thing they do the same at the same time every single day, or the same thing every single year. I'm watching it. It's hilarious. And then they go run in with like chickens with their heads cut off when they get shocked that things burn up, or they don't understand why this happens. So they get frantic and try to go to a truth page and try to understand the truth, and then they're so far behind the eight ball, they're like, I just give up. I'm just gonna party my way through this. I'm gonna drink my way through this. I'm gonna have sex my way through this. I'm gonna jump from relationship to relationship my way through this. And don't understand, they do the same behaviors when their spirit and their flesh get pressed, and when they get into a frantic episode, they repeat the same escapism tactics. They use the same tactics to escape, to make themselves feel better, and to the next event that stuff like this happens. So why do you think they burned up the basement of Tiffany's, and then 24 hours after that, all of a sudden this chemical or this poisonous air wafts through New York? Why do you think that happens? Why do you think they put up a billboard that says Diablo on it, and the numbers say 666 on it, which is 66 and a 2-3, 2 times 3 is 6? Why do you think they did that? If you knew Gematria, if you type in New York and Sumerian is 666. And also 33 and various other ciphers. They planned, they wanted this. I said it in the last episode. When the next years, they're going to add it up to 666, ain't going to have a ball with this. I'm telling you, they're going to have a ball with this. Every month in the next 3 or 4 years is going to be some event that has to do with burning, that has to do with destruction. Get used to it. Get prepared. Get your popcorn out. Pull up a seat. It's going to happen. You might as well get used to it. You're going to hear more death, more destruction, and more foolishness. They, right now, the LGBT, all that nonsense that they're doing, that's just for flavor. That's the cherry on top. That's what they cover up. That's what they want you to see. To make you believe that this perversion is going to run rampant and control your children's minds. I know some of you are scared about bringing children into this world. You should not be scared. That comes from the TV. That's too much TV. That's too much what you see on media, what you see online. They are not strong out here like that. It's a lie. All of it is a lie. They are not strong. They don't have the numbers. If it really came down to a war right now and it was in a distant battlefield somewhere, bruh, they would not show up. Truly understand this. They would not show up. There is nothing that they can do that's going to ever persuade your child to join with it. Because all the teaching and the education comes from you. It comes from your wife, or it comes from your husband, or it comes from whoever you're raising kids with. That's where it comes from. It starts with you. If you are shaky or wavering a little bit if you should bring children into this world, then don't bring them in. It should be a blessing to you to bring children into this world. Why? Because the whole point of us being blessed with children, multiple children, is to produce seeds that grow up in truth to stomp the head of the devil, to stomp the head of the demons, to cast them out. It's a war. It's much more than just bringing children and raising them to be a part of this system that's going to be destroyed anyway. It's different when you bring them in to be blessed. Bring them in to be covered. Bring them in to know the truth and know who created this world. Who gave you the opportunity to be blessed with children. This system should not make you waver or should make you be in fear of bringing children into this world. It really should not. You should know who exactly controls media, why they control it, and what messages they're trying to put out. And obviously, they don't want you to have children. They don't. You should want to do the opposite of what this world wants you to do. You really should. They want you to be scared. They want you to think that trans gay people are going to show up in public school systems to teach your kids about all sexualities. That's why they keep telling there's books here. There's books in the library. There's books over there. What kid you take? Go back to when you were in school. Some of you got to go further back than others. But only reason when you took a book out of the school library was to do an assignment that was needed for school. Not once did you just on your own reconnaissance, on your own two legs, walk up in the library and say, "Oh, I want to read what this book about." And read it and be like, saw some perversion on it and be like, I'm going to keep reading it. I'm going to take it home and keep reading it. Some of us wouldn't even like that. We were from school to outside to play. That was our routine. You go to school, you was at recess, you lunch, you flirted a little bit, and you went home and you went outside to play. Or you played Nintendo, or you played Sega, or you played the early stages of PlayStation. We played video games when we outside. Ain't none of us worried about what perversion they put in books. None of us cared. We were outside. So don't you think that that's what you should be worried about if you're bringing children or you raising children in this world? Take them outside. You that damn lazy that you don't know how to raise your children anymore? These people not doing nothing. What you're seeing is majority... Po-dunk white folk out in God knows where, bringing their children, and you don't even know if they're getting paid to bring their children to these libraries for drag queen story time. You don't know if they're getting compensated. You should know that the same thing that happens with in Hollywood and entertainment when it comes to blood sacrificing and them getting paid and money, you don't think they do the same things to the lowest level of humanity in this system when they know everybody's dying over financial troubles? You know, people are breaking up over financial troubles. People losing homes. People losing resources over financial troubles. You don't think, you see, you people don't have a true sense of empathy when it comes to inflation and what's happening with amongst other families and other places and states. And people only focus on themselves. And I said, this is the problem, because you don't get to truly bring the information from what's happening in other families and other places across the world or across the country in other states to see how they're handling it. You just think, oh, inflation ain't really hitting my pockets, so I really don't care. But I don't like what they're doing with the gays and then trans and da 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 da. But if you understood what they've been putting out in entertainment amongst the people who are poor, who only have social media and who only have entertainment to get them through, in their minds they're like, well, damn, if they getting paid, I want to get paid. So you think it's nothing to give a couple of low income households a couple of checks? Not even, I'm not saying $1,000 or $100,000. I'm talking maybe $500 or $600. Not even that. To go bring their kids to a trans event or a drag queen story time event. It ain't like they're doing it across the world. They're doing it in places that are safe. The same thing with these fake federal neo-Nazis that's showing up and getting their ass beat. It's the same thing. They show up at the whitest places. If this was real, show up at Watts. Show up at the jungle in L.A. Show up in Chicago. Show up in somewhere in Miami, Opa-locka, or Old Town. Show up. Show up in Harlem. Show up in Atlanta. Where you keep seeing them show up at? The whitest of the whitest places. Where you see them doing drag queen story time? The whitest of the whitest places. I'm not trying to make it as a color thing, because I said this before in multiple episodes, in previous multiple episodes. Black folk, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of where line we are in Noah, before the flood, we were the first murderers, we were the first pedophiles, we were the first perversions. That means we got into bestiality before white folk got into it. We got into pedophilia before white folk got into it. Now it's just all, it's on your lap now. It's on European races' laps now. They just do what we do. It's the same thing with hip-hop and entertainment. I can't tell you how many times I've heard pickup trucks blasting drill music. White boys blasting, like, everybody follows what, most people follow what we do. Our culture becomes a trend, a fad, a popularity contest. So what we did back then, white folk are doing now. What we do now, white folk are following some of it. But this is what it is today. When you see drag queen story time, you see all this perversion, you see majority white folks, and you see black entertainers or black men pretending to be black women to go along with it. To perform and make our race look as stupid as it already looks today. Especially amongst entertainment. I know some of you don't watch the BET Awards. I didn't watch it either. But watching it is hilarious to me. I only saw clips of it. It doesn't even have the same showmanship. It doesn't even have the same budget. They look like they rented out a theater, and everybody's in these dark ass seats. In the back of this theater, and you see people dancing in the hallways as if they were dancing and pop locking in a movie theater in the middle of the aisle. They trying so hard to make Sexy Red or Glorilla or Christian Rock stars, and I love it for the fact that my people are waking up from that and just laughing at them. I even see some of you sisters tone it down. Some of you sisters used to be ratchet a couple of months ago. I'm not saying no names, but I've been peeping. Some of you sisters used to do some ratchet mess. I'm watching you, your transformation, and it's beautiful. Your transformation is leaving that lifestyle because you've seen too much of it now. Now you're starting to see how goofy it looks. Now you see in the comments of people who are pointing it out and making fun of these people, and you look at yourself in the mirror and be like, damn, I got to change. I don't want to be a joke. I'm telling you, the reason why the Most High is letting all of this happen, the reason why he's letting all of this happen, so you can see what this world really is. You can see what will happen if these wicked people really truly have their way. Just like before the flood, we had our way. This is the point to prove. You didn't want to listen to me. This is what's going to happen to you. And it won't be me that wants to send you to hell. It's not me that wants to kill you and murder you. It's not me. It's yourselves. It's you neglecting my Torah. It's you neglecting the way of life. It's you neglecting my son, neglecting my prophets, neglecting the way. This is what happens when you go to Broadway. This is, which is, I just caught myself. It's the reason why they probably call a lot of the plays Broadway and a lot of streets Broadway. It ain't, I don't see too many streets called the narrow way. But anyway, that's my point. He wants you to see this. See what these people have been doing before the flood. See the reason why I had to destroy this place. See why I had to flood it with water. And see now why I got to destroy it with fire. Now we are all living sacrifices to the Most High. Just like they have blood sacrifices, we are living sacrifices. We are living offerings. We are supposed to present ourselves, our family, our members, as a worthy offering, as a worthy smoke offering, as a worthy meat offering. That's what we are. We are supposed to leave this skin suit and to step into the spiritual to meet and be with the Most High in New Jerusalem or New Heaven. That's what we said. We are supposed to lose this flesh. We are supposed to lose this fallen world flesh and go into the new. That's why the Most High said in Baruch, in Ezra, this world I have made for many, but the world to come I have made for few. Made for few. Think people do not understand that part. There's 1.7 billion Christians, 1.7 billion Muslims, 100,000 or a million Judaisms or Jews. How can that be the few? Yahushua himself said, not many people find the narrow way. Even the righteous are scarcely saved. So if you look at it from that context, you should be doing all you could, all you can within your power to please and worship and praise the Most High, to present yourself and your family as a worthy offering. So when you, all of your family could be in the promised land, all of your family could be in heaven. It's I'm telling you, you're going to weep and wail. Well, I'm not going to show what you're going to do when you see the magnificence and the glory of the Most High. But I know somewhere along that transition, you are going to be like, damn, I'm missing a daughter. Damn, I'm missing a husband. Damn, I'm missing a son. Think about that. Because if men are the head of the household, it is on you. Now, we can't force our children to follow the way. Just like the Most High couldn't force all of David's line to follow the proper way. He couldn't force Solomon to give up the women and stop simping. He couldn't force Jonah to not run. He couldn't force the prophets to do what they needed to always do what they needed to do. They fell and they slipped and they rebelled at some points. He couldn't force his own children to follow the commandments and the statutes and the feast days. Just like he can't force none of us to do it today. But that's why we pray. That's why we, that's the whole point of us awakening, especially our generation of awakening. We are supposed to teach our children so they will never leave the way. We are supposed to show them how foolish, how corny, how lame this world truly is. So when they grow up in it, they will not only reject this world, but they will cleave unto your words, your lessons, your teachings. They will cleave unto the Most High because they know it's the fruit of life. That is the point of us being here. This is the test. The test isn't us for us to be successful doing our own foolishness. The test is not to be successful of being a public figure. The test is not in how much money I can make before I die. The test is how much knowledge and understanding of the Most High's ways can I soak up, and how sturdy and strong is my heel and my hands when I place them on the necks of my enemies. It doesn't take much to even do that. It doesn't take an army. Let me finish a little bit with Judges. Judges 7, when I talked about Gideon on the last episode, Judges 7, verse 1. Then Jerubbaal, now this is, let me do the background story. Now, these Jerubbaals, these balls that the Israelites, when they went into, it seems funny that every time the Israelites went into captivity, they were surnamed different names. Like Judah Maccabees, like Daniel's had his name changed, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Everywhere we went into captivity, people tried to force us to change our names. Now, this is Gideon and the Israelites going into slavery to the Midianites. The Midianites are the children of Abraham. So it's ironic that they go into slavery to Abraham's children. So basically, they're cousins or they're half cousins or whatever by Abraham's blood. Which shows you that when the Most High is ready to give His people, give the people that Abraham blessed, that it would be blessed as much as the sand of the seashore, it don't matter to the Most High to get rid of them because they're not following the ways of Abraham. They're not following the ways of the Most High. Regardless if they're Abraham's children. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside En-Harod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And Yahuwah said unto Gideon, the people that are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Yasharel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. So this goes back to Deuteronomy, when the Most High said, a few will chase 1,000, 10 will chase 10,000. So the Most High telling you, it's by my power that you shall succeed. You should not worry about number. You should not worry about how many trans or drag queens or these sick ass non-binary people have you seen in media and saying they're going to do this to children. They're going to come out and you should not be worried, because if you got your boots on and you put your beret on, military style, if you went outside and be like, all right, I'm ready to go to war, you don't even need an army. All you need is yourself. Your light will scare these people away. And it should be the same when you bring up children in this world. Their light will repel foolishness and wickedness. So the Most High saying, No. It's too many of y'all. No, I'm not letting y'all go a whole full-fledged army over there and you take over these Midianites, and then you tell to yourself, damn, we strong out here. What we need the Most High for? We strong out here. Can't nobody beat us. And that's what would happen. We would get haughty-minded. Our swagger would be way past what Most High swagger would be. Now, therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 20 and 2,000, and there remained 10,000. So people went home. He said, whoever afraid, who don't want to go into this war, who's scared, who timid, go home. And Yahuwah said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for you there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto you, this shall go with you, and the same shall go with you. And of whomsoever I say unto you, this shall not go with you, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water, and Yahuwah said unto Gideon, everyone that laps of the water with his tongue as a dog laps, him shall you set by himself. Likewise, everyone that bows down upon his knees to drink. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men, but all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And you have said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped, will I save you and deliver the Midianites into your hands. Now, we only need 300 to defeat the Midianites. The poor Spartans, they need 300, and he still got the ass kicked. Regardless if they were lifelong warriors, lifelong soldiers, career soldiers and career warriors. You've seen the movie. They had battle tactics way far than the Persians, the Medai in biblical names. Still got their ass beat. Like I said before, African Americans and blacks all over the place, whoever tribes you from, we are the only people walking this earth that do not need a false god, that do not need a false religion. We have a Father in heaven that watches over us, that let us be successful through 300 men against thousands of people that he has us to destroy or remove out of our lands from practicing Baal worship. Baal worship. You're a Baal. It's the same thing as saying you're a Lord. It's the same thing, which is why King James scripture changed Elohim and Adonai to Lord. It's Baal. That's why I speak so heavily against Christianity. Because you assume words don't matter, and they do. You assume laws and statutes and commandments don't matter, and they do. But this, like I said before, this goes back to what he said in Deuteronomy. Your blindness, your curses, you will see them go on the other side. You will see them go turn on your enemies. And anybody who is not speaking this truth, anybody who's not following this truth, is an enemy of yours. Plain and simple. That's how you should be moving. Regardless if they're blood or not. Ignorance is going to captivate their minds. Blindness is going to captivate their minds. You need to start preparing yourself, preparing your children for that. Some of you are going to be in situations to be tried on your faith. You need to understand and work through those trials. But the whole point of Judges 7 with Gideon and the Most High is the fact that you don't need a whole lot of people to set thousands of people to flight. So you should not ever be fearful of what this disastrous, pathetic, lame-ass country is going to do to the ignorant. You should not care, because it has nothing to do with you. They know their time is short. Satan knows his time is almost over. He has to hurry up and bring out the Antichrist that the Most High is pushing back purposely to maybe set some of his people free and get his people in the right position. But he's pushing him back. And Satan's trying to chomp at the bit. They're not trying to get into drag queen story time at public schools and to teach your children. They are trying to shoot past that and get into bestiality. That's why you're seeing stories of men and women having sex with their dogs. Filming themselves having sex with their dogs. And I'm sorry to say, white folk, it's going to be on your lap. Y'all can't not take these animals on an airplane. You cannot take these animals to a restaurant. You got to have these dogs wherever you go. And where do you think a comfort animal or an emotional support animal came from? It came from y'all. No one need to know an emotional animal in scripture. Everybody had the Most High. Everybody was suffering through something, they went to the Most High. Or they went to the prophets. They went to the judges. No one went to an animal. No one said, let's bring my emotionals. No one of the prophets said, hey man, going after these prophets of Baal is really affecting me. I got to bring my camel up in the house of Yahuwah for support. Nobody did that. But it shows how weak this system is, weak the mentality is. So you should know they're getting ready to have sex with these animals, or is about to happen. They closing people off from their own genders, their own sexuality. Love is love. Love it, love it, love is love. Dogs understand me. That's why when I ranted about all those videos that you used to see on Instagram of dog owners or animal owners doing these emotional reaction videos with their pets. Bark at your dog. Scare your dog. This is where we are. You think these people are strong? You think these people are going to put you to flight? You think these people are going to stop your spirit, stop your light? No, it don't work like that. It'll never work like that. Now, what's coming up now? I don't care if y'all not following Become Set Apart's calendar and all that. I don't care. You do what you want. But I'm just telling you, July 4th or the July 3rd is the new moon. If you look up to the sky, it's about to be a full moon. It's going to be a full moon tomorrow. Then the Shabbat of that full moon, the full moon feast festival of the fourth month, is a day of remembrance because it all goes back to the flood. It goes back to when the waters were shut up and no more spilled out of the gates of heaven, and they stopped on the fourth month. The first day of the first month, the new moon in the first month, that's when it stopped, and those are the days of remembrance. It's up to you if you want to remember or not. It's on you. If you don't do it, it's the reason why the Most High didn't choose you to do it. If you do it, then you carry on. You understand that he asked you to do this for a reason, for a purpose. He asked you to sort and find the truth of his calendar for a reason, for a purpose. So nothing surprises you when all this stuff is set on the calendar of things to happen. Nothing should surprise you. And prepare yourself. Prepare yourself if you live in Florida, you might as well start preparing yourself now. I'm not saying prepare yourself and do what they about to do, which is unleash all these gun owners that can conceal and carry without a permit. You better believe it's about to be the Wild Wild West or cocaine cowboys out here. And it ain't going to be about coke or drugs. It's going to be about sheer ignorance and stand your ground. They can't wait for y'all to start to pop off when y'all get into an argument with each other. Just like in Baltimore. Soon as July 1st hit, already that summer solstice sacrifice pop off. Now it's 28 people shot. 28 people are shot. Two people dead. I don't know how you shoot two people dead and injure 28 people. But I think most of that stuff is made up. Because it happened in Gretna Court. Now, me just being nosy and being curious, I wonder why they use Gretna Court. So I looked up Gretna Court. In Latin, it's 666. In Latin's gematria is 666. New York is 666. Now, this happened in Gretna Court in Brooklyn, Baltimore. Now, this goes back to them, you hearing more words that have associations with New York. I'm telling you, prepare for the silliness. You're going to see more stand your ground shootouts than you were ever going to see since that law came into place. Florida going to be a hot zone. Hot zone. Because of DeSantis, because of immigration, it's going to be a hot zone. But I'm not scared. I'm going to walk out here with no weapon on me. I know where to be. I know where I shouldn't be. I know where I can go. I know where I can't go. I'm not in fear for my child's life. That's what being covered is. That's what having a hedge about you. If you are a suspect about that hedge, do the feast days. Do the Shabbats. Do the offerings. Ask. Ask the Most High, what can you do, especially men in your head of you, since you're the head of the household, ask, what can I do to ensure my hedge isn't broken? What do I need to do to praise and worship you so nothing happens to my family? I don't know why y'all don't ask the Most High what you should do. Are you scared for the answer that he may give you? That you think it'd be out of your league or too much for you to accomplish that feat? It shouldn't be, because nothing he asked of us is too hard. This should be a fun time to prove what our faith is. Just like back in those times where they proved the altar of Baal, that little argument with the prophet of the Most High and the prophets of Baal, how they tried to cut themselves, to bleed all on top of the sacrifice. And then all the Most High's prophet had to do is say, hey, bring fire down and burn this animal for an offering. Right in front of the prophets of Baal. You would think, damn, let me change from the prophet of Baal to the Most High's prophet. Let me repent. But they didn't. The prophet of the Most High didn't even have to do all what the prophets of Baal had to do. And that's what you should be thinking. They have to do a lot more for the spell to work now, because the spell is breaking. It's falling off. Did you see the NBA draft? It's getting more gayer. It's getting more effeminate. It's getting more hyper-homosexual, and it's getting more blatant with symbolism. Scoot Henderson, so happy to be drafted, most of his Instagram has a black and white checkerboard floor with a photo shoot. He's doing the all-seeing eye with his hand up to his eyeball. He's doing that with his friends, and he got drafted. He went up there to meet Adam Silver. He did it before he went to go up there to the CEO or the commissioner or whatever. He got up there with the commissioner and did it again. The symbolism getting more blatant. And then I seen a video with Jalen Green, I think his name is Jalen Green, where him dry humping his friend as a joke. I'm telling you, it's all coming out. This is a perfect time this week. This is the weakest generation in all of captivity. And this is exactly the same type of weakness that was happening before the flood. Before the flood, it was this type of weakness. That's why Enoch had to leave. He had to periodically shut himself away from this people, because it was vexing his spirit. Some of you will understand that now. Some of you want to be out and about and be in spots and all that. Now some of y'all don't even want to leave the house. Not because you're scared, because you don't want to be around wickedness. You feel it. I understand it. You feel that. And shout out also to my young sisters. I'm watching you. You think I'm not? I'm watching you. I may not comment every time on your post. I may not, you know, say much to you, but I'm watching you. I'm watching your transition. I'm proud of you. I remember before. You don't think you're transitioning, but I see it. I see the transition in you. I see the spirit awakening in you. I'm proud of my brothers. I don't say that too often. I should start saying that more. I understand what you go through. I understand the trials, the tribulations. I understand it, man. I understand it. I understand you have to push on. I understand that this is not what you signed up for, and it kind of blindsided you. This truth blindsided you, and now you already put your foot in the door and you can't remove it. The spirit is pressing you onward. The spirit is pressing you through the door. A door that you are not truly ready for. None of us are truly ready for it. All of us are unprepared. No one knows that this is exactly how it's supposed to be done. This is the whole point. The Most High is not going to snatch us up and push us and pull us where we need to be. The part is to find him. That's the journey. But at least you have your foot in the door. Keep going. Damn, keep going. I know it's rough now. Trust me. I know it's rough now. because you don't know the other side of it, and you're trying to deal with work, you're trying to deal with financial responsibilities, and you're trying to deal with personal relationships. And when those personal relationships are usurping your confidence in yourself, and you start to turn to liquor, and the Most High pulls you back from that, and you start to turn to other vices, the Most High snatches you back from that, or moves you a little bit, or encourage you to not go that route, man, keep putting your foot through the door. Do not let go of that handle. Do not let go of that doorknob. Keep going. It's supposed to be dark before it gets bright. The Most High is on the other side of that. That's what it has to be. This is what the journey is about. It's about trust. Trusting your faith. Trusting your trials. Trusting your tribulations. Because where would we be without them? Where would we be without enemies? Where would we be without heartbreak? Where would we be without loss? Without uncertainty? We would be the same weak people ready to call themselves a binary code. We'd be the same weak people who blame the world for the reason why they were molested. We would be the same weak people not ready to face our fears, face our perversions, face our consequences. We would just keep, you know, putting sugar on shit, covering it up, acting like nothing's wrong with us. Walking around like Comic-Con, like costume heroes, trying to be everything and anything but what we intended to be. Be glad you're not doing that. Be glad that's not your life plan. Be glad that's not your journey. That's not your walk. But keep going. I'll see y'all next time.